Maryland continued to face COVID-19 vaccine shortages and distribution challenges as it entered a new phase of its vaccination plan this week. Governor Larry Hogan offered a grim overview of the state's rollout yesterday. WYPR's health and housing reporter Sarah Y. Kim has more.
Hogan said Maryland is currently allocated for about 10,000 doses per day from the federal government. That's for about 2 million residents who are currently eligible to receive vaccines.
So it goes without saying, it is simply an impossibility for all of them to immediately receive it.
Hogan said a pledge by the Biden administration to increase vaccine supply still won't meet the immediate demand.
But the plain truth is that for at least the near future, we fully expect that the demand for vaccines will continue to far exceed the supply that will be available to us.
As of yesterday, Maryland vaccine providers have administered nearly 400,000 doses. The overwhelming majority of those are first doses. Ultimately, the state will require 12 million doses to vaccinate all residents. Hogan said the state has only been allocated 5.8% of that amount.
As frustrating as this is for every single one of us, this will obviously be a much longer process than any of us would like. And it's going to require a great deal of patience for many months.
Amid concerns about a lack of a centralized vaccination approach in Maryland, Hogan announced that at least six new state-run mass vaccination sites will be created. The State Health Department and the National Guard will be overseeing those sites. Health Secretary Dennis Schrader says the state is still finalizing locations.
We are considering our many communities' unique needs and ensuring that Marylanders have equitable access to vaccines.
Finalized mass vaccination sites include the Baltimore Convention Center and Six Flags America in Prince George's County, both of which will open no later than next Friday. Hogan also announced that there will be more vaccination locations in pharmacies across the state. Despite vaccine shortages, Maryland has been in Phase 1C of vaccinations since Monday. That opens up vaccinations to all residents aged 65 and older. Those in earlier phases are still eligible for the vaccine. Dr. David Marcosi, COVID-19 incident commander for the University of Maryland Medical System, expressed his frustrations with the slow rollout at yesterday's press conference.
I am impatient. Perhaps that helps me in an emergency department, but it is a frustration when I'm waiting for vaccine for our state. Expanding the 1C category and addressing health care disparities does not, unfortunately, rectify the issue that limited vaccine will be our unfortunate present-day situation.
He also stressed the disproportionate impact of COVID-19 on people of color, who have also had more difficulty accessing vaccines. Marcosi urged residents to continue following COVID safety guidelines and to get the vaccine if they're eligible.
Vaccines work. They are safe, and they are a wonderful tool to protect us all.
He added that the vaccine works against the new and more transmissible UK variant, which has been detected in Maryland. I'm Sarah Y. Kim, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
Healthcare coverage from WYPR is made possible by support from GBMC Healthcare.